Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, Text 34 to 42. Text 42 is written on the board, so I'll read from text 34 myself, and text 42, which is written on the board, we'll recite together. Text 34. विदिक्षु दिक्षु धर्म दिक्षु दिक्षुर्धम समन्ता अंतर्बहिर् भगवान् नारसिंह प्रपापयल्लोक भयं शनेन सतेजसा ग्रस्त समस्त तेजः. ट्रांसलेशन. प्रहलाद महाराज लाउडली चांटेड द होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव. May Lord Nrisimhadev, roaring for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fear of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions, through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. May Nrisimhadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within and without. Text 35. Maghavan idam akhatam barmo narayanatmakam vijishashe anjasayena dangshito surajuthapan. Vishrupa continued. O Indra, this mystic armor related to Lord Narayana has been described by me to you. By putting on this protective covering, you will certainly be able to conquer the leaders of the demons. Text 36. Etat etat dharaya manastu yang yang pashyati chakshusha पदावा संस्पृशत शद्धः शब्दस्यते स्वविमुच्यते शब्दस्यात् स्वविमुच्यते. If one employs this armor, whomever he sees with his eyes or touches with his feet is immediately freed from all the above mentioned dangers. So regarding this Narayan Kavach, Vishwarupa is explaining the glories of Narayan Kavach, that what to speak of those who chants this Narayan Kavach himself or themselves. But even a person who chants this Narayan Kavach sees somebody simply by casting his glances or touches someone with his feet, he is also freed from all the above mentioned dangers. There are many dangers mentioned above, and a person who chants, what to speak of the person who chant the Narayan Kavach himself, he is completely protected from all these dangers. But even if someone who is tasked by the person who chants Narayan Kavach, or if he is seen by that person, he is also well protected. So it is very powerful mantra, Narayan Kavach. Simply by chanting some mantra, you are protected. Of course, in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all mantras are included. This is called mantra, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra is called Mahamantra. So if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this Narayan Kavach is automatically included there. But at the same time, if you have extra time, if you like to, if you have inclination, you can also chant Narayan Kavach separately. But for Kali Yuga, for many people, it may be a little difficult to memorize all the verses or to understand all these verses. So for us, shortcut Narayan Kavach is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 37. न कुतश्चित् भयं तस्य विद्धं भारयतु भवेत् राजदस्यु ग्रहादिभ्यो विधियादिभ्यश्च कर्हिचित्। दिस प्रेयर नारायण कवच कॉन्स्टिट्यूट सटल नॉलेज ट्रांसेंडेंटली कनेक्टेड विद नारायण। One who employs this prayer is never disturbed or put in danger by the government, by plunderers, by evil demons, or by any type of disease. So we get problem from governments, especially in Kali Yuga. In other yugas, governments are extending their help to protect the citizens. But in Kali Yuga, government is creating, instead of protecting the citizens, they are creating troubles and problems in the form of this tax, that tax, so many laws which are not sanctioned by scripture. There are many laws, modern laws, which are against Vedic scriptures. So in this way, government is also creating troubles, and plunderers, and graha. Many people go to the astrologer to get relieved from different influence of different bad grahas and demons. But by chanting this Narayan Kavach, you can be protected from all kinds of bad influences of different grahas. By any type of disease, if you have some disease, you can chant this Narayan Kavach very sincerely with devotion and faith. Then you can also get relief of disease. These are all, practically speaking, material benefit, but this will make our life comfortable so that we can continue our devotional service smoothly. Of course, those who are very pure devotee, they can continue their devotional service under any circumstances. But those who are little weak, they need little comfort. Otherwise, they will be always in tension, and for them it may be a little difficult to perform devotional service. So by employing this Narayan Kavach, we can get relieved, of all these different types of problems and dangers coming from different sources. Text 38. इमं विद्धं पुरा कश्चित् कौशिको धारयन् द्विजा युगधर्मन् युगधारणया संगम जजौषो मरुधन्नि। ओ किंग ऑफ हेवन इंद्र, ए ब्राह्मण नेम्ड कौशिक फॉर्मरली यूज दिस आर्मर when he purposely gave up his body in the desert by mystic power. So one Brahmin, his name was Kaushika, formerly he used this Narayan Kavach and left his body in a desert willingly. Next, text 39. तस्य परिविमानेन गंधर्व पतिरेकदा जजौ चित्ररथ स्त्रीभिर् वृतोजत्र द्विजक्षया। सराउंडेड बाय मेनी ब्यूटिफुल वुमेन, चित्ररथ द किंग ऑफ गंधर्व लोक वाज वंस पासिंग इन हिज एरोप्लेन ओवर द ब्राह्मण्स बॉडी एट द स्पॉट व्हेयर द ब्राह्मण हैड डाइड। सो the king of Gandharva planet, Chitraratha, he was passing over the dead body of Brahmin. Next is text 40. Gaganan napatat shaddha shabhimana hi avakshira स बालखिल्ल वचनात् अष्टनि आदया विस्मितः प्रायश प्रचिर सरासत्तम स्नत्वा धाम शाम अन्नगात्।
Suddenly, Chitrarata was forced to fall from the sky headfirst with his aeroplane. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sage named the Balakhillas to throw the Brahmana's body in the nearby river Saraswati. He had to do this and bathe in the river before returning to his own abode. So this is a proof of the power of Narayan Kavach. Once a Brahmin left his body in desert, and his dead body was lying on desert, and the king of Gandharva Loka, he was flying over with his aeroplane. So aeroplane was there. Thousands and thousands of years ago, aeroplane was there, and now also in upper planets there are better aeroplanes. Our aeroplanes has many defects. Our aeroplanes gets, of course here you see when the aeroplane of Gandharva Loka got accident, our aeroplane also fall in accident many times. But these aeroplanes which are working in upper planets, they are more under control. But in this special case what happened, this Brahmin called named Kaushika, he left his body by chanting Narayan Kavach. And because the aeroplane was passing over his body due to some reason, due to the influence of this mantra, even after his death, so the aeroplane fell down, and the king of Gandharva Loka, along with his wives, and he had many beautiful women with him, so all of them fell down, and there was some sages called Balakhillas, they instructed him to throw the bones of Kaushika in nearby Saraswati river. So the Gandharva king, he followed the instructions of Balakhilla, and when he threw all the bones of that Brahmin, and then he left to his abode. He went back to Gandharva Loka. So that means he had to stop his journey where he was going by aeroplane. So this is one of the proof here Vishwarupa is mentioning to Indra, how powerful this Narayan Kavach is. In those days, even in Mahabharata and Ramayana, you will find, although they were fighting with simple arrows, but they were empowered with mantras, with some hymns. So in those days, because people are pure, these mantras are working effectively. But nowadays, majority of the people, they are leading a very sinful life. So this power of mantra is not much visible nowadays. But in those days, simply by mantra, they could, in the war of Mahabharata, we have seen, the description is there, that simply by chanting mantras, they used to throw arrows, and it could create havoc. The arrows, simple arrows, could create wonderful effect. So, the devotees, they can chant this Narayan Kavach whenever they have extra time, and undoubtedly there will be unlimited benefit. Text 41. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Sri Shuka Uvacha, Yaidam Srinivat Kale Jadharayati Chadritaha Tang Namashanti Bhutani Muchyate Sarvato Bhayat. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, one who employs this armor or hears about it with faith and veneration, so faith is important. When afraid because of any conditions in the material world, is immediately freed from all dangers and is worshipped by all living entities. So if you are afraid of any situation, this material world means it is full of dangers. Padam padam jad vipadam. Every step there is danger. So if you are afraid of any fearful situation, so you can chant this Narayan Kavach. Shukadeva Goswami is instructing to Maharaj Parikshit that whenever there is some danger, and if you are afraid of danger, of course, Parikshit Maharaj was also in a dangerous situation. He is going to meet death after 7 days. So he is waiting for death. He knows after 7 days I am going to die. So it is appropriate for Parikshit Maharaj also. But Parikshit Maharaj, he was not afraid of death. He was not afraid of death. But many of us, we are afraid of death, afraid of many material, many fearful conditions in this material world. Material world is always fearful. Everywhere there is fear. Few days back we had many earthquakes, so there is fear on earth. If you go to sky with aeroplane, there is fear in aeroplane. There can be accident any moment. There is fear in water, there is fear everywhere. So if you feel afraid, then we can chant this Narayan mantra, Narayan Kavach, or Mahamantra. Then Shukadeva Goswami says that you will be freed from all dangers and you will be worshipped by all living entities. So whoever applies this, we have seen how Srila Prabhupada, because he applied, he chanted Hare Krishna mantra with complete faith, and this, he was free from, practically speaking, even in old days, so many dangers could happen, but he was not affected. Although he got heart attack, although there was many possibilities in his life, there could be riot also, but somehow or other, he was exchanged very lovingly, and every living entities, wherever he went, he was worshipped. So this is the influence of pure life, pure devotion. The next verse written on the board is text 42, so please repeat after me. Yatam vidyam adhigato vishwarupat satakratuh trailikya lakshmin bubuje vinirjitto mridhe asuran yatam vidyam adhigato vishwarupat satakratuh trailikya lakshmin bubuje vinirjitto mridhe asuran yatam vidyam adhigato vishwarupat satakratuh trailikya lakshmin bubuje vinirjitto mridhe asuran etam vidyam adhigato vishwarupat satakratuh trailikya lakshmin bubuje vinirjitto mridhe asuran. Please repeat.
విశ్వరూపాచ్చతక్రతుకాలక్ష్మీ బబుజే ఈశ్వరా
Mataji's. Etang vidyamadhi gato Vishwarupa chatakrata Tadikka Lakshmin Babaji Vinirjitta Mridhyo Shuran. What meaning? Etam, this. Vidyam, prayer. Adhigato, received. Vishwarupat, from the Brahmana Vishwarupa. Shatakratahu, Indra, the king of heaven. Tralukya Lakshmin, all the opulence of the three worlds. Bhubuje, enjoyed. Vinirjitta, conquering. Mridhe, in battle. Asuran, all the demons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. King Indra, who performed 100 sacrifices, received this prayer of protection from Vishwarupa. After conquering the demons, he enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. Purport. His mystical mantric armor given by Vishwarupa to Indra, the king of heaven, acted powerfully. With the effect that Indra was able to conquer the Asuras and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds without impediments. In this regard, Madhvacharya points out, Vidya karmani cha sada guruhu prada phala prada annatha naiva phalada prasannakta phala prada. One must receive all kinds of mantras from a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise the mantras will not be fruitful. This is also indicated in Bhagavad Gita. Tad vidhi pranipateno pariprasneno sevaya upadekshanti te genam Ganinas Tattva Darshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. All mantras should be received through the authorized guru, and the disciple must satisfy the guru in all respects. After surrendering at his lotus feet, in the Padma Purana it is also said, Sampradaya vihina je mantrastu nishphala mata. There are four sampradayas of disciplic succession, namely the Brahma sampradaya, the Rudra sampradaya, the Sri sampradaya and Kumara sampradaya. If one wants to advance in spiritual power, one must receive his mantras from one of these bona fide sampradayas. Otherwise he will never successfully advance in spiritual life. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Narayan Kavach Shield. So King Indra, he received this mantra from Vishwarupa, and with the power of this mantra he conquered the demons and enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada has explained that any mantra, if it is not received from proper source, that is a bona fide spiritual master, if you don't receive the mantra from a bona fide spiritual master, it may not, it will not work, it will not be effective. Even if it works, it will not give us the ultimate result. And in the previous sloka, the importance of faith also mentioned. We must have faith in the mantra, we must have faith in Guru. Without faith, without respect, the mantra will not work. First of all, we must receive the mantra from a bona fide Guru. And Prabhupada further explained, according to Shastra, as mentioned in Padma Purana, there are four sampradaya. Sampradaya can be translated like school or group, sampradaya. Four disciplic succession, four four disciplic succession, Brahma Madhva Gaurya Sampradaya in which we belong, then Brahma Madhva Gaurya Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. Rudra Sampradaya is coming from Lord Shiva. Sri Sampradaya is coming from Lakshmi Devi. And Kumara Sampradaya is coming from four Kumaras. So if you want to advance in spiritual life, we must take shelter of any of these Sampradaya. Sampradayas are like university, like we have Kolkata University, Oxford University, like this. So if you take our degree out of university, in India sometimes it can be achieved. If you pay 1 lakh or 2 lakh rupees, you can manage some degree, master degree or something. I heard in Kanpur they are selling degrees, 1 lakh, 2 lakh rupees. So if you purchase degree outside university, that degree is useless. So similarly, we have four sampradayas. If you don't get the mantra, which is empowered by bona fide gurus, the mantra will not work. In ISKCON, those who have got Brahmin initiation, second initiation, we receive Gayatri mantra. But Gayatri mantra is, you can also purchase some books from market. A full Gayatri mantra is written. Everything is open. Although we say Gayatri mantra is secret, yes, it is secret for us. But in market I have seen, they have published books. They have printed all the mantras, Gayatri mantras. At least many of the mantras are openly printed in the books. So people may think, okay, let me purchase a book and I can memorize Gayatri mantra or any mantra, then I can be completely benefited. But it is not fact. It must be authorized by a guru, and it must be authorized by a guru means there must be some connection of Krishna's mercy. If it is not connected with the mercy, then this mantra will not work. Srila Prabhupada has given the example of electric wire. You can purchase very costly wire from market, but until and unless it is connected with the electric plug, the costly wire will not work. It will not pass electricity. Similarly, any mantras, until and unless it is connected to parampara, up to through parampara up to Krishna, from where this mercy of Lord Krishna flows, until and unless you are electrified with the mercy of Lord through his bona fide representative, these mantras will not work. And to receive that mercy, we must be very faithful to Guru, must be faithful to mantra, must be faithful to Guru. Whatever Guru orders, we must follow with devotion and love. In Shastra, all of you know that there are three types of devotees are described: Madhyam, Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishta. Uttam means the topmost kind of devotees, Uttam Adhikari. And Madhyam is middle class devotees, and Kanishta is neophyte devotees. So it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sraddhavan jan hai bhakti adhikari, Uttam Madhyam Kanishta Bhakti, Uttam Madhyam Kanishta Sraddha Anushari. That it is based on Sraddha. Who is Uttam, a best devotee, topmost devotee, who is middle class devotee, who is neophyte devotee? It completely depends on Sraddha or faith, respect to Guru. If your faith is topmost, you are topmost devotee. If your faith is middle, in the middle stage, you are middle class devotee. If your faith is weak, Jahar Komal Sraddha Shekonishta Jan. If your faith is weak, then you are neophyte devotee. It is completely based on Sraddha. Sometimes this Sraddha is misunderstood. Extreme Sraddha, blind Sraddha, sometimes is also dangerous. Blind Sraddha. Recently, some devotees came to my house and they told that some disciples of a guru, I don't like to mention the names, some disciple, they went to listen class of some other guru. And when the class was going on, they received a phone call. So they replied, now we are listening class, we are in the class, we cannot talk now. No, it is urgent call, please come out of the class. So they went out of the class, and some of their godbrother told, what are you doing? No, we are listening class from such and such Maharaj. Is he your guru? No, he is not my guru, but he gives nice class and we like to hear. No, just get out, don't sit there, just get out, I say you get out just now. So then he went out, the three of them, they left the class. So it is a great danger for ISKCON. It is a great danger, you know. It is a black cancer, and it has to be removed. This type of cancer has to be removed. This type of Shraddha will not work. I have so much Shraddha for my Guru, but I don't have Shraddha for Guru Tattva. Although I don't like to discuss negative points, but if negative points spoil our devotional life, if negative things spoil our devotional life, so we also must be alert and we must help each other by telling the real truth that this type of Shraddha, that I have blind faith for my Guru, and that Shraddha creates hatred, hate for other Gurus, this is very, very dangerous. It is like I have faith for Jiva Goswami and I hate Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, or I have faith for Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and I hate Rupa Goswami. It is exactly like this, similar things, you know. How can I love one Guru and hate other Guru? How is it possible? They are connected to the same parampara, they are connected to Krishna, they are connected to Prabhupada, and they are leading pure life. So it is very, very dangerous. It is called mad elephant. So this Shraddha also should be defined and understood very clearly. Shraddha should be understood very clearly. Shraddha means, of course, I have special affection for my Guru, just like I have love for my father, but I don't hate my uncle. I can have a special respect for Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, special attraction for Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but I have similar respect for other Rupa Goswami and, you know, Sanatan Goswami. I have respect for all. So this respect should not create hatred. This respect should not create, I love someone and I hate someone. That is political love. I love this political party and I hate another political party. That is not devotional life, that is not spiritual life. So in spiritual life we must have, that is called without duplicity, simple hearted like children, that yes, this is my Guru, I have special duty to him, I must have special love for him, but I must have similar respect for other Gurus and other senior devotees, other Vaishnavas. It is one thing, I must understand this complete spiritual, you know, sampradaya is one thing. So I cannot, it is not like that I love my hand and I hate my leg. It is a complete unity. So I must love the complete unit. If I create separatism and I divide my love and I hate somebody and I love somebody in spiritual organization, so this type of respect is not true respect. This type of Shraddha is duplicate Shraddha, and this Shraddha will completely spoil our devotional life. And it is also duty of senior devotees to instruct everyone, I mean especially those senior devotees, generally they guide junior devotees. So it is the duty of senior devotees to guide them properly. Sometimes I have heard that even Gurus are telling that don't hate this person. You respect, you give similar respect. Whatever respect you give to me, you give similar respect to other gurus. So that is nice. In this way, sometimes guru also helps disciples to overcome this danger. Otherwise, what will happen? One day, if we are not careful to understand what is real Shraddha, then one day it will become a diplomatic political organization. Maybe I am telling too much, but what I feel, I am expressing simply. So we should have Shraddha to Guru, complete faith. Prabhupada has given Prabhupada has told a nice story. All of you know the story that one day Narad Muni was going to Vaikuntha and he met a cobbler and he met a sage. I don't tell the story now because time is over. The sage was a little doubtful and the cobbler had much faith. So the cobbler, he achieved within a short time, he achieved the supreme destination. Whereas the sage, whose heart was doubtful, he did not achieve his destination. So we must know the key of success, key to success. The key to success is Shraddha to spiritual masters, Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus, Shastra and Deity. We should have complete faith and we must follow them strictly. Then our life is successful. Time is over, so please, if you have any comment or question or correction, you are welcome.
Names of Lord Vishnu, that is Narayan Kavacha. Is that true or not?
All names of Narayan is kind of Narayan Kavach, but in this chapter there is a particular description given by Vishwarupa which was used by Indra. So that is a special Narayan Kavach. But any names of, we say Nishingha Kavach. In temple they are selling Nishingha Kavach. There is some Nishingha mantra inside. So Hare Krishna mantra is also kind of, you know, Kavach. So all mantra, I mean, names of God are all like, you know, they are like shield. They will protect us materially and spiritually. So I think it is okay what is said. But at the same time, some special and particular mantra is also given by Vishwarupa, which was used by Indra and he became successful. But this mantra Indra used for material success. But we need mantra for spiritual success. And for us, I think Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the best kavach that we can use, which will Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe tumar. This will give you all siddhis. Sarva siddhi means material siddhis, spiritual siddhis. All siddhi will come from Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we can completely depend on Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Okay. Any other comment? Any question or comment?
Hare Krishna?
Yes.
So Prabhu, you tell we should obey Guru's order. Sometimes Guru says you should respect my godbrothers and also senior disciples, also senior godbrothers here. Sometimes we are not able to do like this. Sometimes we commit mistakes. So why this this condition came and how we overcome this such position?
Yeah, you have to associate with advanced devotees. You have to associate with advanced devotees. Just like when Prabhupada, before starting ISKCON, he was living in Gauriamath. And one day, if you see Abhay Charan serial, one day one man came to Prabhupada and ask, Swamiji, can I take initiation from you? So Prabhupada said, yes. Then there was one disciple of other guru. He said, no, you cannot give initiation here. So then Prabhupada next day, without offending anybody, secretly he took his bag and he left the ashram. He left Gauriamath and he went to Vrindavan. So later on, the guru of that ashram, he came to know that Abhay Charan has left the ashram. So he inquired, why he left the ashram. So then they said he was, one man came to take initiation from him and we stopped him. So the guru became angry. Why you stopped him? You know how pure devotee he is. You don't know his status. You don't know how pure Abhaycharan is. So you just now you go and find him out, ask forgiveness and invite him to come back to my ashram. So then all the devotees together, they were searching to find out Srila Prabhupada. And at last they found him in Vrindavan, they asked forgiveness and they invited him back. But Prabhupada said, no, you have no offense, no fault. It is, in some organization there are some rules and regulations, you must honor that. But I think I'll start my own mission. So in this way Prabhupada started ISKCON, But he was staying in Gauriamath. So this type of mistakes happens, but the senior devotees and guru themselves can rectify these mistakes. Because in neophyte stage we have this political mood. In neophyte stage we have this political mood. My guru, his guru, this political mood is there. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, so long you have this feeling of my guru and his guru, you are not even a Vaishnava. You are not even a Vaishnava. It is written, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. Guru Tattva, my Tulsi and Kolkata Tulsi, there is a Tulsi plant in my temple and there is a Tulsi plant in Kolkata temple. There is Radha Madhav in Mayapur and there is Radha Govinda in Kolkata. If I see, oh, this is Kolkata's Radha Govinda and this is my Radha Govinda and this is my Tulsi and that is Kolkata's Tulsi. And if I feel some jealousy and envy to that Tulsi, similar mistakes we are committing to Guru Tattva. Guru is a tattva. Guru is a tattva. All gurus are representing same Krishna. Understand? So they are all our... I have one Diksha Guru, but I have so many Shiksha Gurus. And if we cannot grow love and respect for Shiksha Gurus, we cannot achieve our goal. Undoubtedly, guarantee. We cannot achieve our goal. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।